Okay, it's just you and me here talking one-on-one, and I've got a question for you today. Do you love your church job or do you hate it? That's what you and I are going to talk about here today on the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. My name is Todd Rhodes. I'm your host for the Healthy Church Staff Podcast, also one of the co-founders over at chemistrystaffing.com. And today we're talking about kind of two different attitudes about how you may be approaching your church job today, your church staff position. So see which one of these communicates more how you feel about your church job. The one approach is, hey, I come in on time. Sometimes I even get in a little bit early. You know, I meet expectations. I do what everybody asks me to do, really. Sometimes even a little bit faster than they expect. I stay on time and budget for the most part. I'm pretty hardworking. I'm pretty loyal. So that's scenario number one. The second one is goes something along like this. What in my role, what aren't they asking me to do that I could do? What aren't they asking me to do that I could learn from, that I could make a bigger impact with, that I could maybe possibly fail yet survive? What's not on my agenda that I can fight to put out there? Who can I frighten? That's an interesting question. What can I learn? How can I go faster? What sort of legacy am I creating? And both of these different scenarios are two totally different attitudes. And my question today is, which one do you have yourself? And if you're over a staff, which one do you ask of your staff? And really, do they match? You know, I have the privilege of working with just a bunch of top-notch church leaders. And those top-notch church leaders, I know none of them that operate under the first framework that I mentioned. Hey, I come in on time. I do what they ask me to do. I stay on budget. I work hard. I'm loyal. Most everybody that I know that's a really good leader, look at the other one and their second one, and they're like, how can I do better? How can I move the dial? How can I create some kind of legacy? How can I have a long-term impact in people's lives here? And I don't know many leaders that don't have that, top-notch leaders that don't have that attitude. And in fact, I don't know a lot of churches that are tearing it up that really have a staff that work under the first framework either. So today's question is really this. And this may be cut. This may cut a little bit. Are you working hard? Are you hardly working? Do you love your job? Is it just okay? Or do you really hate it? Do you really loathe it? And at different points in our ministry career, maybe we've been in all three seats. But what I'm talking about today is how you feel today. How do you feel about your church role? It makes a difference. It makes an eternal difference. And it's really important that if you're not in a good spot, that you seek to get in a good spot, that you seek to find a place where you can serve, where you're running on all cylinders and you're serving Jesus with all your might and you're excited about it and you love it and you enjoy it. At Chemistry Staffing, one of the goals that we have is we want to help you not only do a good job, but do a great job. And we know that at different times in our ministries, that's a pretty tall order. And one of the ways that you can get started, if you're looking at maybe being in a church that just doesn't fit, or being in a role that you just feel like, man, I'm just talked to a pastor the other day. I just feel like I'm going through the motions. And I feel like God's just leading me to do something different. If you find yourself in that boat, we would love to help you discern that calling and discern maybe where God would have you to go. That's one of the things that we do. And one of the privileges I get is to work with candidates all throughout every week to help them find what we call a healthy long-term fit, someplace where they can serve, where you could serve for 5+ years in healthy ministry that really moves the dial. If you don't have that right now and you would love to move closer to that, head on over to chemistrystaffing.com. You can add your resume and your profile there. It doesn't cost you a thing. Reach out to me, podcast@chemistrystaffing.com. I'd love to guide you as to how to do that. And if you're in a church and you need a staff member, you need a partner, you need a new teammate, that really fits that second scenario, that really wants to have an impact, and you're really looking for a team member that can really help you in what God has called you and your church to do, we would love to talk with you and help partner with you to help you find that person. That's what we do. And we consider it a privilege to be able to work with so many. So where are you? Do you love your job? Do you hate it? It really wasn't meant to be a sales pitch for what we do at Chemistry, but what we do at Chemistry is really vitally important. Hear my heart. What I want for you is to be exactly where God wants you to be. And sometimes that is long-term in one church for a whole entire career, and God works in great and mighty ways. Other times, it's a change of pace. And if there's any way that if you are getting set for a change of pace, or you're in a church that's looking to hire new people, I'd love to talk to you. Reach out to me anytime, podcast@chemistrystaffing.com. That's podcast@chemistrystaffing.com. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, for 5 to 10 minutes of encouragement. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about leadership. And the title of tomorrow's podcast, I think it's going to be a good one. If you can master this one leadership quality, the rest will be easy. Join us again tomorrow. I'm Todd Rhodes. Thanks for joining us.